This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. If it's passed, bounced, or hit, we're talking about it. All Sports Talk is on WGNS.
All Sports Talk, presented by the Daily News Journal and sponsored by Good Neighbor State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel. Tim Tackett, affiliate broker with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb & Associates. Toots Restaurants, home of good food and fun. Mid-South Bank, Murfreesboro's hometown bank. Jennings & Ayers, home for funerals. Bob Parks Auction Company, they'll get the most money for your property. Kirkenbert Smokehouse Grill, award-winning barbecue wings and so much more. Greg Hall at City Auto Sales. And our phone line sponsor, Exit Realty, Bob Lamb & Associates, voted the number one Exit Realty office in America. Blue Raider Insider Report, sponsored by Mike Tanzel and My Team Insurance, RAI Advisors and Steve Rucker, and Wayne Blair with Rayburn Insurance.
Let's get it started in here.
Sports the way you like it. Local. All Sports Talk with Monty Hale Jr. on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450 and TV 11.
Let's do it, do it, do it.
Good afternoon. Welcome to All Sports Talk, Tuesday edition. Andy Herzer's here. The 24-year drought's over, Andy.
We like to add a few years to that drought. We added six.
Finally in the dance. You know, they were on pins and needles, and, you know, it's kind of funny how starting really Friday, just about anything and everything Middle needed to happen happened as far as them, you know, getting in the tournament, as far as teams losing. You know, you had Arizona State lose. You know, you had Maryland won, upset Duke. You thought that might get them, but they turned around and got beat. You know, Southern Miss could have easily won their game. That might have knocked Middle out. They got beat. Alabama gets beat. Tennessee gets beat. Kentucky gets beat. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there was the knock, the 100 wins. Who'd you beat? Well, they did beat the SEC champions.
Tournament champions.
Tournament champions. And the athletic director at Xavier, I guess, who chairs the committee, said they went 11-3 on the road. That was the overriding factor.
And two of those losses are overtime.
Overtime. And he mentioned that, too. That was their overriding factor that got them in, that they won on the road. And so, you know, these are teams that...
I mean, you could argue 100 different ways. It's what I've said to a million people. You know, over the course of 2-3 days, you know, Middle would have been out. You could have argued the other side of that coin, too, of why they didn't get in.
Well, you know, my whole thing was, in talking with people, was like, you know, if they don't get in, I'm not going to throw a big hissy. But if they do get in, I don't want to hear anybody crying about it like Jay Billis and Matt Doherty, you know. And
well, you know, those are blue bloods. I call them Silver Spoon guys. They played in the big time, played at elite programs, and they you know, their bias is their bias, and you got to understand that those guys have won. Jay Billis has never spent any time on a bench at any other level other than Duke, so he has a very biased opinion in my eye view when he's eye testing it and all this stuff that they talk about. And then Matt Doherty's just an angry guy, you know. So who do you really? I mean, guy's been everywhere and can't keep a job. So what opinion does it really matter? End of the day.
And you know, you look at some teams that didn't go. You know, Tennessee had a good case. You know,
Virginia had a good case.
Mm-hmm. Kentucky, I just don't think they were an NCAA team when Noel went out.
5 minutes before I get here today, Monty, son's calling me. He's absolutely stoked going to the Robert Morris to watch UK play tonight. Didn't say he's going to watch Robert Morris.
Right.
There's a Pittsburgh-born kid, you know, almost been up there since he'd been 4 years old, and all he can talk about is going to see UK.
Yeah. And, you know, just the way they played at the end of the year, you know, they just never, you know, when they lost Noel, and I think the committee looks at that, you know, when you lose a player of that stature.
We wouldn't be sitting here talking had that kid not got hurt.
No.
They would have played themselves then. They would have been in. They were a very different team. And you know, I like John. You know, we can cry about it. We can do all this stuff. Man, we got a very good team coming in next year.
Mm-hmm.
And we got an opportunity to keep playing.
Yeah, and got guys coming back.
We're not taking inventory.
Yeah. 893-1450 is the number on the Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates hotline. Exit Realty is Murfreesboro's fastest growing real estate company. And of course, the Lady Raiders, they found out that they will be going to Louisville on Sunday. So we'll talk about that. Whatever's on your mind, we'll take a quick pause and be right back.
Saturday, March 30th at 10 a.m. on Pickle Road in Shelbyville. 28 acres in southern Bedford County. Whether you're looking for a place to hunt, recreation, or for that perfect private spot to build your dream home, this is an opportunity for you. Pictures and more at BobParksAuction.com. Saturday, March 30th, 10 a.m. for the Absolute Auction. Bob Parks
Auction. Only one website offers comprehensive and independent coverage of Blue Raider athletics, BlueRaiders.com. It's the digital home for the Daily News Journal's exclusive coverage of MTSU athletics. BlueRaiders.com, it's where you can find Monty Hale, Greg Pogue, and Adam Sparks on the web. BlueRaiders.com, and it's where you can chat live about the game and see video on the coaches' weekly press conference. BlueRaiders.com.
The Daily News Journal is Rutherford County's first news source.
This is Coach Andy Herzer from First Shot Basketball. I want to personally invite you to our fourth annual Sneaker Ball on April 30th and Golf Scramble on May 3rd. Special speaker is head coach Konzo Martin at the University of Tennessee. First Shot programs help local children build self-confidence and meet the adversities head-on, empowering young athletes through the positive reinforcement of Christ-like character. For more information, visit our website at firstshotbasketball.net or you can call Andy Herzer at 631-5312.
We're talking to Greg Hall at City Auto Sales.
There's about $25 million worth of inventory sitting there. All of it's been inspected. 90% of the cars have certification warranties with them, checked out, inspected by local independent people that you know right here in our own community. Over 100, maybe 150 cars on the lot right now ready to go.
Call Greg Hall at City Auto Sales, 300-8532, online at cityauto.com. City Auto Sales on Bridge Avenue behind Hobby Lobby and Red Lobster.
Now more Fall Sports Talk on the Good Neighbor Network. FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com.
It feels good just knowing all your hard work from the summertime to now to make the NCAA tournament is really paying off. Just to be in there, the drought's over. Coach Davis get to be in the NCAA tournament with Middle Tennessee. Our six seniors get to finally play in the NCAA tournament, so it's a good feeling.
Bruce Massey, in case you've seen your point guard, have his hands full tonight.
Yeah, but, you know, one of those kids that, you know, he's going to play against is so worldwide experience, being an Australian kid, playing on the Olympics for, you know, his country. You know, that kid's gone and seen everything. And you just hope that Bruce is up to the challenge, him and Tweedy. I think it's going to be a group effort. And again, they got to guard us, too. So be interesting how we play this game. They're you know, 700 threes, Monty. I don't even know if I can count to 700 anymore.
Jacking it from everywhere, aren't they?
I mean, when you start thinking about that, that's a lot of threes.
Yeah, and middle's what,
in
40?
In 30 games, you know, into a season, you know, they're shooting 25 threes a game. You know, that's pretty amazing stat in and of itself. And, you know, I think sometimes you, in tournaments, those teams that are live by the three also die by the three. And you hope it's just an early die and that the travel across country affects them, Monty.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and they've been there. Middle hasn't, obviously. You know, you wonder what comes into play in that. They have gone out and played the Floridas.
Sometimes ignorance is bliss, Monty. Yeah. Not knowing may be a good thing for Middle.
You know. But 8:10 tonight on True TV, right here on WGNS. And, you know, it's an intriguing matchup. You know, it really is. It's a team, like you said, that
well-coached.
Jacks a lot of threes.
Man, you talked to a well-coached.
Yeah.
He's done a great job anywhere he's ever been, Mon. He's
you know him,
quite a young man.
Coach Bennett and Kermit were actually on the same staff at Idaho. I guess with Eustace there then. So they're kind of in that same tree a little bit. And, of course, he went on as the top assistant under Mark Few at Gonzaga. And then when the St. Mary's job came open, he took, you know, he's been there since. And so, you know, obviously they have a great – if you watch those games, they've had a great rivalry over the years. They're typically a pretty big team. Their bigs can go out and shoot threes.
They're a Wisconsin. If you really want to know, they got a guard that can create his own shot. The kid knows how to get a shot, Monty. And it's going to be interesting how we defend him. And then, you know, pick and pop, you know, but they can finish inside too. I mean, this is a good team. And, you know, it's going to take, I think, a valiant effort on Middle's part to win it.
Okay, the game tonight will not be streamed live, I think, due to NCAA rules. You cannot do that, so you won't be able to listen to it on your computer, but, you know, you can, like I said, watch it or listen on WGNS. I think, I watch a lot of college basketball, and I watch his team. They're in a Gonzaga mode. You know, if you want to know, you know, like you said, they got a good size point guard, a scoring point guard who's 6'4". You mentioned him; he's from Australia, very gifted player. And you know, and they're going to, like you said, they're going to jack it from all over the place. So, Middle's hung its hat on its defense, and really, even in their loss to FIU, the defense wasn't their. I mean, they lost a shooter a couple times that you can't afford to do, you know. But, you know, really it was offensively, you know, they just labored to score. And, you know, they've got to, you know, you don't have to have a couple guys be hot tonight. They're all-conference players, got to play like all-conference players.
I mean, their three guards got to play like they're all-conference players tonight. They got to show up, be loose, but be focused. And I said it to someone at lunch today. I think it's one of those slippery slopes. You want to get them loose, but you don't want to get them so loose that they aren't focused on what's at hand and what's the game plan. So, again, it's one of those things. You don't want them so tight that, you know, that first 4 minutes of the game, you dig such a hole. But, you know, what I like about this, Monty, is they are a defensive team, and their defensive team can hold them in there until they get loose and into a game mode. And that's, you know, it's going to take 9-10 guys giving it their best tonight.
You know, and what's Kermit going to tell them before the game?
You know, I've not ever heard a Kermit speech at all. So, I can't imagine that, you know, he's been here. He's been on a lot of different staffs, you know, as an assistant. He's been here as a head coach. I think what you got to tell him is that you got to stay focused. You got to know what our game plan is. And let's go out and have some fun.
Just go play your game.
Yeah, let's go out and have some fun. Let's not get overthink this thing.
Yeah, I think when you get to this point, it's not necessarily the opponent. It's more you. You go do your thing, and if it stacks up, it stacks up.
You listen to the opposing coach. I think he's worried more about himself than about Middle. And it's not a knock on Middle. It's just, man, when you only have 48 hours to get tape, to watch game film, you know, whew.
Leave at 6 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, you got to worry about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you one neat thing about this.
John wouldn't like.
You would, you know, obviously you'd rather not have a play-in game, but a neat thing about this, that this team and the fans that are going to be able to go, you're going to get a true NCAA tournament atmosphere. Sometimes you can go like to the West Coast and there's no, you've seen games, there's not hardly anybody there. Well, Dayton embraces this play-in thing. I mean, their hometown Hoop fans go watch it. They'll adopt a team, put them on their back. I mean, you know, they're going to get to experience the true atmosphere of what it's like to play in a big crowd and, you know, on the big stage.
Yeah, I mean, and I thought one of the interesting statistics I read in the Daily News Journal, 91 times, the most of any other court in America, Dayton has hosted a tournament game. You know, that's a lot of tournament games. So it's a great basketball town, Dayton. It's like you said, they you know, listening to other people throughout the week that have been up there and being interviewed on other places, they said it's an unbelievable atmosphere, and they've really made it that you don't even feel like this is a play-in game.
Yeah. Of course, and they got a game before them. I believe it's Liberty and North Carolina
A&T.
Interesting game in its own right in that Liberty, I think, lost its first 12 games of the year.
Yeah, they're
or first eight, and they're
what are 14-20, 15-20.
Yeah, they're a 20 loss team. I think the first one to
do that since FIU did it.
Yeah,
when they early joined the league in the Sun Belt before we were in it.
So. All righty. Again, MTSU's women, they'll go to Louisville on a Sunday.
Where's Louisville in the pack of the Big East?
They went 11-5. They're a team like Little Rock except longer. 6'1" guards. They zone, which a lot of people don't zone middle. But they're so athletic and long and react
zone
so well.
like the men Louisville team does, where they spread you out mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to be able to penetrate
they're gonna
get
give
it
you,
to the middle.
They're
going to
give you that three-quarter pull, that three-quarter press where they trap a lot. So they got to be able to handle that. Of course, middle does a lot of pressing, you know, and there's an old adage.
Press a pressing team.
Yeah, teams that press don't like to be pressed, so it'll be interesting. Let's go to the phones real quick. Caller, what's up?
Hey, nothing much. Just proud the Raiders got in, and I'm just going to see what y'all thought about the 3-point spread, and I just hope it's a motivational tool for the Raiders. I'll hang up listening.
Okay, thanks for calling. Yeah, Vegas has got St. Mary's 3-point pick, so you know. The Vegas guys are usually pretty on. They expect a close game, and, you know, I don't think it's, you know, knock on wood, I don't think it's a blowout game. I think it's going to be a highly contested ball game.
I would venture to say that most of those kids don't even know what the line is on it.
No.
I don't even know if the coaches know what the line is on it. They know what's at hand, and they're staying focused on it. Their motivation is being in here after an absence of 24 years. I mean, they've got enough ammo that they don't need to know what the point spread by some guy out in Vegas is.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, we got Chip Walters with us, so we'll just go ahead and do the Blue Raider Insider Report. Chip, how you doing today?
Running wide open today.
Well, I guess it's obviously it's an exciting time up there. We were talking just a second ago. You know, you watch a lot of NCAA tournament games, particularly out on the coast. Sometimes there won't be hardly any fans at the game, but the Raiders are going to get to experience the true NCAA experience tonight.
Yeah, this first round and what they call the first four has been sold out since October. So there were very few tickets available, and that's for every school. And matter of fact, we were able to get some extras from one of the other schools participating to help take care of some of that demand. But yeah, you're right. It's going to be a huge crowd, great atmosphere tonight.
You've talked to Kermit. What are some of the keys to this game? You know, kind of give us a little matchup scouting report on it.
Well, you got to think that, you know, when you talk strength versus strength, it's, you know, Matthew Dellavedova against Middle Tennessee's defense at the point. And you know, how can you know, how does middle handle that? But then you have, they've got a lot of size, but I'm not sure how good their size is, which, you know, I just think it comes back to what they've won with all year long, and it's, you know, been defense and rebounding and sharing the ball. And then you have a team tonight that is very similar because they get a lot of assists. I mean, Dellavedova averages 6.5 assists a game as well as 14, 15 points a game.
Well, what's your sense, you know, as far as a nerves factor? I mean, this team's very experienced. They typically seem pretty loose. You know, what's your gut feeling on that?
Yesterday seemed like just like every other road trip we've taken all year. They've been very just. It's like any other trip we've taken, and so there hasn't been any of that. And I think they're drinking it all in, but this is something they feel like that they've been working for all season.
Yeah, and really going back to last season, even you know, I know they had the bitter taste. Of course, we're able to end it up on a strong note with the NIT run, and I know they were on pins and needles this weekend, though.
They were, and I think JT Sultan coined a new phrase. Said he had bubble guts all day long, and I know exactly what he's talking about, and there's something to that. But the outpouring of emotion was outstanding, and I thought really good for this basketball team.
Yeah, well, it's certainly an exciting time. You know, I kind of got chills myself yesterday talking with Mike Buck. Reliving the game he had, you know, against Florida State. It's just hard to believe. It's, you know, it's been so long, he's retired from coaching now.
I know. And it's just, it has. And Mike's doing very well for himself. He's one of the great heroes. And let's see who the next hero in the NCAA is going to be for the Blue Raiders tonight.
All right, Chip. Well, I know you're a busy guy. We appreciate you joining us today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Chip Walters with the Blue Raider Insider Report, brought to you today by Wayne Blair and Rayborn Insurance, Steve Ruckert and RAI Advisors, and Mike Tansel and My Team Insurance. And that game, that's the most bizarre basketball game I've ever watched. Middle's down 67-50 with 16 minutes to go. They're a 13 seed, Florida State a 4. And then go on a 47-16 run. And Mike Buck was out of his mind. I mean, 26 points, 6 of 6 free throws. You know, guy came off the bench. He'd been a nice player for him all year. But you have those in tournaments. You have those stories of guys like that. And he told me, he said, you know, he goes, I don't have to think about it every year. He goes, I was at the state tournament the other day. Somebody came up and reminded me about it. He goes, somebody reminds me about it every year. I mean, you know.
You want to look like a similar guy? Kerry Hammonds could do that.
Yeah.
You know, he's capable of it. You know, just having an out of body experience, whatever you want to call it. I think Kerry's one of those kids that could have it. And you know, you need someone to do something that is unexpected to get you just to relax and get in the flow of that game. And you know, it's going to be fun to watch tonight. It's going to be fun to see how these kids come out if they're ready. Not only you know, you can be over ready. But loose, ready to play, you know, it's just, it's one of those times of year that, you know, he called it bubble gut. It's one of my favorite time of year just to watch teams and how they react and play. Mm-hmm. And there's always some big team that just comes out and lays one, Monty.
Yeah.
So who is it going to lay one this year?
I mean, you know, you had a Lehigh beat a Duke last year in a 15-2.
Yeah, and it's very capable.
And the way this season's gone, you'd expect a lot of upsets.
And can one go down?
Yeah.
Finally.
I don't know. But speaking of Kerry, of course, his father, Kerry Sr., was on that MTSU team that played in the last tournament because he'd been redshirted his junior year because he'd broken a foot. And, of course, that game was in Nashville, and then Middle turned around and played Virginia and what was a shootout. I mean, he lost 104-88, something like that. But Virginia had a guy named Bryant Stith, long time, and John Crotty, longtime NBA players. I mean, they just, every time Middle make a run, and two guys would go down and score too. But it was it's a fun time, and hopefully Middle can get this one tonight. The winner has Memphis up in Michigan on, I guess, what, Thursday, Friday?
When can the other team travel to Michigan?
I guess tomorrow. If they play I'm not sure if that's a Thursday or a Friday.
It's a Thursday game.
Thursday, yeah. They'll have Middle. If Middle wins, they will probably go tonight or early in the morning because they'll have press conferences and all that tomorrow and their practice times. What they do, you usually get about a 40-50 minute window just to go in there and practice. And it's not really a practice. It's just kind of
shoot around,
get acquainted. And then they'll typically go off to a high school and have their practice. And then in between all that, like if Middle wins and like their practice, and then Memphis would be holding their press conference. And then when Memphis practices, Middle would be holding there. So, I mean, it's a whirlwind day, you know. So particularly, you know, for Middle or St. Mary's, talk about a turnaround, you know.
I think at the, and I say this honestly, I think those 11 teams that they've got in here have an advantage, Monty. It's the same advantage I told you about when the teams go and play a play-in game to their conference tournament. They've gotten the jitters out. They're loose. They're ready to play. I think this bodes well for the Boise States and the LaSalle and Middle and St. Mary's. No, I last year one of those teams won.
South Florida went to the Sweet 16. Yeah. Won their play-in game, then won two more games. So, 893-1450 is the number on the Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates hotline. Exit Realty is Murfreesboro's fastest-growing real estate company. We'll take a break and be right back.
The number one Exit Realty office in the United States. That's the award earned by Exit Realty Bob Lamb & Associates in 2012. Quite an achievement for a company just celebrating its fifth year. This is Tim Tackett, proud to say I've been part of it all since day one. Personal, professional, reliable. That's my way. That's the Exit way. And with local and national real estate projections pointing to an even better 2013, you need to give me a call today at 584-4434. Tim Tackett and Exit Realty Bob Lamb & Associates. Now that's a winning team.
You want a trusted TV service, right? You know, one that has all the best movie channels, sports packages, and local coverage, but not sure who to call in Middle Tennessee? Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. With the ability to bundle together what fits your entertainment needs, Intersource provides TV, internet, phone, home theater, and best of all, local service, including DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, and RingCentral. So call 815-1800 and talk to a real representative. 815-1800. If you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Andy Womack, and I'm that State Farm agent. I've got your back when things go wrong.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call me today at 890-0850.
Hi, this is Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors. We are your partners in wealth creation and protection. For over 30 years, we have been helping Blue Raider fans develop a winning financial game plan. We can help you plan for your real estate financing, college funding, retirement, and estate planning. Our goal at RAI Advisors is a secure financial game plan for your future. For a complimentary consultation, visit our website at raiadvisors.com.
RAI Advisors is the preferred financial advisors for Blue Raider Athletics. Securities are offered independently through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year without a raise. Then let me, State Farm agent Deb Insel in Shelbyville, help you get to a better state with Discount Double Check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. I'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Sounds good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling me, State Farm agent Deb Insel in Shelbyville, today at 931-684-5274.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
Aloha, this is Omni Hut.
Everything's made from scratch at the Omni Hut Restaurant. Here's Polly Walls.
I can buy a pre-made store commissary egg roll for less than I can produce my own, but they're not as good, so we stay with what we know. Start from scratch, fresh kitchen.
Traditional luau dinners, Tahitian tidbits, egg rolls, all made from scratch at the Omni Hut.
Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan.
Let's check the WGNS Good Neighbor Events. The annual Willie McGowan Banquet is coming up Friday, March the 22nd. That's over at the Bradley Academy Museum and Cultural Center. The tickets are $30 per adults and $50 for youth ages 17 and younger. For information, call Florence Smith at 896-1897. The Murfreesboro Solid Waste Department's giving away free mulch. It's on a first-come basis, though. You need to head over to the Murfreesboro Solid Waste Department at 4765 Florence Road. This is on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 6 in the morning until 3:55 in the afternoon. There's an African American Suicide Prevention Conference on Saturday, April 20th at the Patterson Community Center. It is absolutely free, but you need to register in advance. Call Kim Rush at the Guidance Center, 849-2333. The program, Breaking the Silence, is Saturday, April 20th, 8:30 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon at the Patterson Center. Circle this date, the rabies vaccination clinics all around Rutherford County, Monday through Saturday, April 1st through the 6th. Those are Good Neighbor Events.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Our outstanding volunteer is Flora McCullough. Despite turning 95 a few days ago, Ms. McCullough continues to provide help for the needy. From something to eat, a place to get out of the weather, or just a caring ear to listen to problems, Flora McCullough volunteers her time to help those who can't help themselves. Again, Flora McCullough on South Highland Avenue is our Toots Outstanding Volunteer.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. We've been so blessed here in Rutherford County, and we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our three Rutherford County locations. Our original Toots on Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at South Church Street and Barfield Road.
I'm a regular. I'm no tourist. I'm a local. So give it to me local. The hashtags and the headlines so I can get it and go or stop and take it all in. And I want it all delivered wherever I go. The local teams and scores? Yes. Watchdog journalism thanks to more feet on the street? Yes. What happens in my town? Yes.
We are the Daily News Journal. All things Murfreesboro on all your devices 24/7. Subscribe today at dnj.com.
Give it to me local.
WeatherEye. For this afternoon, mostly sunny conditions with high temperatures in the upper 50s. Breezy northwesterly winds at 10 to 20. And for tonight, partly cloudy, low at 33. I'm WGNS meteorologist Michael Caro, currently 54.
The sports conversation continues now on All Sports Talk here on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
This is what you play for. This is what you come in July and you work in the strength and conditioning. Get your team physically ready and get your team mentally ready. This is what it's all about. And, you know, if you can't get excited about going to the NCAA tournament, you don't need to be in a coaching. You don't need to be a basketball player. When you come on board here, our expectation is to get to the NCAA tournament, win games there, get a chance to play in the Elite Eight with a chance to go to the Final Four.
MTSU coach Rick Ensel, Lady Raiders play Sunday at Louisville. Right now, if you're hungry, you need to go to Kirkenburg's because I know Tom Palmer's got a good deal out there today. What's up, Tom?
I tell you, Mike, listen to the coach there. Sounds like those poor girls need some barbecue to re-energize themselves.
There you go. Hey, what is that special today?
Well, today they could do that really cheap because today's barbecue sandwiches for
$2. $2, hard to beat. I guess you're going to have cornhole cranking up before too long, aren't you?
Second Wednesday of April, which I believe, Monty, I want to say that's the 10th, but I'm not sure, but it's going to be the second week of April. and probably be watching a little basketball here tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And other than that, just people need to come on in here and get us some good grub and some good desserts and cold beverages and everything at a good price.
That's right. Wheel them Blue Raiders to a win tonight.
That's it.
All right, my man. Have a good one.
See you, Mike. Take care.
Tom Palmer, Kirk and Burks, 517 Casey Lane, 893 Food. Okay, the women going to Louisville and be the I think the third time in 5 years they've actually had to play somebody on their home court. And, you know, that's really, to me, that's still the flaw in the women's game. I mean, it's necessary.
They don't even answer it anymore. No. It's not even a question on the panel yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not one of those five sitting up there, but they're all big-time players. Not one of them asked that question, when does that change?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my question is, when is it going to change, Monty?
Because, you know, you put them on a neutral court. You know, it's a decisive edge. I mean, you saw it at Michigan State, you know, and Middle should have won that game. They didn't finish it, but at 7,500 there made a difference.
You're a road dog.
Yeah.
I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me. They don't need the big venues to make it exciting. They can find really good venues in that 6 to 8 range, Monty, and make them neutral. I'm kind of baffled by it.
Well, you got three seniors on this team. Of course, Diamond Rainer's been hurt, but Courtney and Jones and Ice and Leo, I've been to the dance every year they've been here. And still hadn't got that W. And, you know, that's what they're wanting. And, you know, I thought Coach Ensel said, you know, I said, what do you got to do to win in the thing? You got to be tough-minded. You got to have great mental toughness, which I think this team showed in the Sun Belt tournament, because they didn't have an easy game the whole way. And, you know, you've got three all-conference players. They got to go play like it, every one of them. And then he also mentioned, he goes, our role players got to play their role. He goes, they have to play their role to the best of their ability. You know, and because, you know, you're facing a team that is in a great league, the Big East, and they got two number one seeds out of there in Notre Dame and UConn. So, you know, they went 14-2 at home this year. They went 7-1 in conference, 7-1 in non-conference. So, I mean, it's a tough place. It's, you know, it's going to be a tough place to play.
Who beat them at home?
Notre Dame.
So they beat Connecticut at home.
I think they just played them on the road. I don't think they played. They don't play everybody twice.
Okay.
Because, you know, they got 100 teams in the Big East, you know. But I think they lost to Syracuse late in the year. I think they got put out by Notre Dame in their tournament. So, of course, Notre Dame won that tournament, and both of them got one seed. So, you know, it's a, you know, no matchups easy when you get to that point. And, you know, but I mean,
how many Big East teams got in, Monty?
Well, you got those two. You got Louisville. I think Syracuse got in. I think it was five, maybe. Four, five, or six. I hadn't seen the breakdown by conference on the women's side. But it's, you know, it's a tough matchup. But, you know, Middle's gone, and, you know, they're not in awe of this situation, you know. They're accustomed to going. They've played tough teams on the road this year. They played four teams on the road, losing two of them in overtime, and then, of course, lost to Kentucky and South Dakota State that are all in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, you lose to Iowa on the road on kind of a fluke thing. Girl throws in a 30-footer to force overtime. And, of course, you know, at UT they lost in overtime. And then, you know, Kentucky.
She's done a heck of a job.
She really has.
Might be worthy of a Coach of the Year.
I mean, considering the circumstance, replacing a legend like Pat Summitt.
Hard to do.
But, you know, that's, by the way, is a 1:30 game on Sunday, and great opportunity for Middle fans. BRAA is offering a bus trip.
You mean we get more than a couple hundred tickets?
Yeah, I think so. That's a same-day trip. I think they leave at 7:45 and return after the game. If Middle wins, they will have another bus on Tuesday. So, see what happens. You know, they act like they belong there anyway, don't they?
Well, I mean, I think you get accustomed to doing certain things. It's like he said, they have expectations to get to the dance. Now the next thing they got to do is have expectation to start advancing.
Yeah.
And I think with the new conference, and I heard Chris Massaro talking, everything's really going the right way. Your football program had a great beginning, and it's now capped off with, you know, your men's and women's team having outstanding seasons. Now you're going into a new conference. You know, a lot of positive things for Middle Tennessee fans to hang their hat on, Monty, and it should be a buzz around this town. I mean, I think there should be more blue and white signs out by every business, you know, supporting this town and creating a buzz. And, you know, it just, there's something that hasn't happened here in this community yet to me.
Five Conference USA teams are in the women's NIT.
You think they're not going to a great league?
So, yeah. That's including Charlotte and Old Dominion, you know. But those are two very good women's basketball programs.
So you're counting Old Dominion, Charlotte, and Middle of the five that are
good? Well, Middle's not in the NIT. These are in women's NIT.
Yeah. Okay.
You got, you know, of course, and from the Sun Belt, Western Kentucky and FIU got in. So congrats to them. So 893-1450 is the number on the Exit Realty Bob Lamb Associates Hotline. Exit Realty is Murfreesboro's fastest growing real estate company. We'll take a break and be right back.
We've all had to wait, whether it's on the phone or at an appointment. As a business, why not turn that into a more enjoyable experience? Intersource is your trusted source for patients or clients' entertainment. Give us a call today at 815-1800 and let one of our entertainment consultants help your company create an unbelievable experience for both you and your customers by providing DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, or RingCentral. That's Intersource at 815-1800. And remember, if you want the best, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
It just makes good sense to have a home equity loan in place. Mid-South Bank's home equity loan is built on our personal service, and all our loan decisions are made right here. You may borrow up to 100% of the value of your home, and there's no closing cost if the line remains open for up to 2 years. Our interest rates are very competitive. If you buy a new car, need to remodel, or could use some extra money for any reason, you just write a check. Here at Mid-South Bank, we've assembled the best people and offer the best services to grow with our community.
You finally did it. You traded in that hand-me-down car for something you really wanted. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it, like parking it as far away as possible from other cars. And it deserves better car insurance than the cut-rate coverage you've had. So talk to me, State Farm agent Bud Morris, and I'll help you get the right coverage at the right price. Call 893-1417 today.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Bud Morris, providing insurance and financial services.
Yep, we're talking about your favorite team. It's All Sports Talk on the Good Neighbor Network. FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com.
Well, I think so much of athletics is about momentum, you know, and there's that old story about the, you know, a train rambling down the tracks, and if it's going, 40 miles an hour, it can bust through like 10 feet of concrete. But if the train's sitting still, you know, and you can put a penny right before the wheel drive and it can't get going, you know, and to me, that's the way athletics is. It's hard to get that train going. And when you have that train rolling down the tracks, that's when you have to take advantage of it. And we're at a high peak right now, and nobody knows how long these high peaks last, and so it's our challenge to take advantage of it. We're going into a new conference. We're 8-4 in football. Had a great season there. Obviously, our men's and women's basketball teams are in the NCAA tournament, so it's probably as good a sports year as we could have. Plus, we're moving conferences, so it's going to be a really busy off season for us to try to take advantage of all these opportunities.
MTSU AD Chris Massaro, and I guess the train is going down the tracks pretty quickly. Men and women won 53 games this year. A lot of victories.
Another 50-plus back-to-back. You know, you start thinking about how many teams in America have done that, universities. And you start looking on here, a lot of the men's team, a lot of their women's teams are good, too. Louisville, Duke, you know. just keep going on down. They're just
Notre Dame,
yeah. I mean,
Carolina. All right, hey, it's time for the High School Athlete of the Day, brought to you each day by Gateway Tire and Service Center. We're going to go a little baseball, a little combo with Rhett Stacy and Will Hawks. They combined on a no-hitter on Saturday in Oakland's 8-1 victory over Shelbyville. Whew, getting old. I remember when Rhett's daddy played at Oakland. Mike was a fine pitcher.
I mean, you got a girl graduated.
I know.
Teaching school, and you got one in college. You are old.
I am old. And you're older than me.
That's what's so. Yeah, but I mean, at least I embrace it, you know.
Rhett Stacy and Will Hawks are athletes of the day, brought to you each day by Gateway Tire and Service Center. So, you got a note here. Yes, you Arkansas Little Rock also made the women's NIT. So
three teams from the belt.
Yeah.
How many did any men's teams make it to the NIT? South Alabama? No.
They may have. No, they went to that college insider. That's what they did. Rick Petrie got fired at South Alabama. Well, Rick Petrie face is now gone.
Insula effect. Well, number seven.
They got a new AD, I think.
Number seven. I don't care. New AD, old AD, number seven.
Well, I think he was pretty well charged to finish at least second in the division this year. So the coaching carousel continues in the Sun Belt. Of course, MTSU's done with the Sun Belt.
I know, but it still had the effect. They finished second. Now think about that, Monty. Not finished first. Just finish behind middle, and we'll be okay with it.
Yeah.
Coach Insel effect. I mean, people can laugh about it. He has gotten guys fired. Now, he didn't go out and lobby and all that, but his success here at middle and his dominance in ladies basketball in the Sun Belt reign has been phenomenal.
Yeah, gotta go do it in a new league now. All right, let's pick some games. Got our brackets out here.
I'm a homer it.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. Well, we got Louisville up top, the overall number one seed.
Beating A&T.
Yeah. Colorado State, Missouri.
Colorado State.
Very interesting. I'm going to go with Mizzou.
They find ways to lose games.
They do, but Oregon, Oklahoma State. Oregon, a 12 seed as the Pac-10 champs. I'm going to go with Oklahoma State. Very solid club.
I wish I could. Home game, San Jose. Down the road, it's a home game for him, Monty. I'm going with Oregon.
All right. St. Louis, New Mexico State. I'll go with the Billikens.
I'll go with St. Louis.
Great, well, great story, yes, in itself. Jim Cruz, you know, taken over after, you know, Coach Majerus passed away. Memphis will play the winner of MTSU and St. Mary's, and I'm going to go homer and pick middle.
I've got middle advancing.
All righty. Michigan State, Valpo. It's Michigan State's time of the year.
I got Michigan State.
Creighton and Cincy. I'm going with Cincy.
Yeah, that's probably a good pick, but I like Creighton. Well coached.
Duke and Albany. Duke. I don't see a repeat from last year.
No, I don't think so.
Gonzaga and Southern U. I'll go with the Zags.
I got the Zags.
Another good one. Pittsburgh, Wichita. I'm going to go with Pitt. We'll go with the Big East toughness.
I'm going with Wichita State, my good friend Greg Marshall, who was an assistant a long, long time in the Big South with me. Going to get it done.
All right. Wisconsin and Ole Miss, the team that wouldn't quit. I'm going with Wisconsin.
I'm going with Wisconsin.
That was a heck of a run by the Rebels in the SEC tournament, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, man, you know, that staff sleeps with one eye open with Henderson.
Hey, he's a piece of work, isn't he?
Oh, my goodness.
He's on your team. You love him. If he goes to your gym, he's a villain. That's for sure. All righty. Let's see. We got K-State and a play-in. I'll take K-State.
Man, I'm going to tell you what, and I said this to you earlier, I really, really want to take the play-in. But I put K-State down.
Boise's tough.
I know. That's who I got winning it.
Boise won at Creighton this year. That's kind of what got them in. Arizona-Belmont, good matchup. Similar teams, good backcourts. Belmont's due to win one, but I'm gonna go with the higher seed.
I'm not. I'm a Rick Bird fan, and I'm going with Belmont. Told you I was gonna be a homer.
All righty. New Mexico, Harvard. I'll go with New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Very good team. Very, very good team. Ohio State, Niona.
You skipped one.
Oh, Notre Dame, Iowa State.
And it's a skippable game.
I'm going with the Irish.
And I'm going with Iowa State.
Ohio State, Iona. Iona, one of the high-scoring teams in the country. I'm going to take Ohio State, but it's not going to floor me.
Won't happen.
If they lay an
Ohio
egg.
State.
All right. The other side of the bracket. Kansas and Western Kentucky.
Kansas. No team up north can win.
North Carolina and Nova. 8-9. Tough matchup.
I like Carolina.
I like Carolina. But Villanova.
Wouldn't shock you.
They've got some three top five wins this year.
Yeah.
VCU and Akron. I'm going to go with VCU. Akron did an amazing job to win their tournament with their star point guard and his drug arrest. So,
I got VCU.
Michigan, South Dakota State.
I got Michigan.
I'll go with the Reins. We've got a 6-11 matchup, UCLA and Minnesota. I think UCLA's soft. I think Minnesota's tough. I'm going with Minnesota.
I'm going. They're going to put the season behind them and make a run. Minnesota.
Florida, Northwestern State.
Florida.
San Diego State, Oklahoma.
San Diego State.
I'm going with Oklahoma.
I like Coach Fisher.
The mild upset.
From his days at the University of Michigan.
Georgetown and Florida Gulf Coast.
Florida. No, Georgetown.
IU and whoever.
James Madison, who I think wins that play-in game, and I got IU.
You think they deserved a one seed?
No, not losing three out of their last six.
I thought Miami merited it. They won that.
I mean, you're flip-flopping top to bottom, and quite honestly, I think the top half's a harder bracket to get through than the bottom half.
Mm-hmm.
They gave them a two, but rewarded them with a softer schedule.
All right, NC State Temple, good matchup.
I like NC State.
I like the way they're playing right now. Cal and UNLV.
UNLV.
It's in San Jose.
I know. They're going to go get it done.
I'll go with the UNLV also. The Cuse in Montana.
Syracuse.
Go with the Cuse. Very interesting 6-11. Butler, Bucknell.
Told you I was going to be a homer. I'm from Indiana. I'm staying with Butler.
I'm going to pick Butler, but will not be shocked. If you're looking for an upset to pick, that's one to pick. Marquette, Davidson. I'll go with Marquette.
I'll go with Marquette. Well coached. I like what he's done.
Illinois, Colorado.
Soft Illinois team. Soft. Going with Colorado. Tad Bowling, great coach. Tough team.
I'm going with the Big Ten. Miami and Pacific. I'll go with Miami.
I'll go with Miami.
So, there we go. All right, Andy. Score tonight?
Middle by three. I'll take the opposite of what Vegas said.
Well, it'll make a lot of Blue Raider fans happy. All right, appreciate it. We'll see you. Everybody have a great rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow.
All Sports Talk presented by the Daily News Journal and sponsored by Good Neighbor State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel. Affiliate broker Tim Tackett with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates. Toots Restaurants, Mid-South Bank, Jennings and Ayers Home for Funerals, Bob Parks Auction Company, Kirkenberg Smokehouse Grill, Greg Hall at City Auto Sales, and the Blue Raider Insider Report brought to you by Mike Tansel with My Team Insurance, Steve Ruckert and RAI Advisors, and Wayne Blair with Rayburn Insurance.